The China Tibet Tourism and Cultural Expo is not all about tourism development and cultural exchanges. This is also a platform for business people to show their products to the world. Luxun, a silverware maker from Tibet's second largest city, Shixi, comes to the expo every year. He said this event gives them more customers.
The demand for my self-aware products has increased a lot ever since I came to the expo. I have a workshop back in my hometown, Shigat. People would come to my factory directly to place orders. I have plenty of customers now.
Luckton added that before he came here, he had already received many orders. More than 200 businessmen from some 110 Nepali enterprises were also invited to attend this year's expo. Bohem Shushan owns a factory making handmade Nepalese Tibetan copies and handicrafts. The company has been exporting to Germany, the US, Japan and other European countries. Shushan says among them, China is its largest market.
Of course, this is due to the population also here more, and the cold regions over here, so I think it's a potential area for us, but we could not introduce ourselves. So now we are going to introduce our product. This is handmade products. So I think a lot of the markets are here.
He added that the most difficult thing for his job in China was language, but the popular social platform WeChat has totally addressed his concerns and allows him to promote his copies in Chinese. The expo not only provides a platform for craftsmen to show their work, but also gives them opportunities to expand their business network. Doji Tairang, general manager of Tibetan rug manufacturer, is planning to export his raw materials to Nepal.
Today, I talked to a Nepali carpet maker who owns the largest carpet making factory in Nepal. He asked me whether I could provide him with raw materials to make carpets. My products can totally meet his requirements, and he thinks we should maintain a long-term relationship for cooperation.
The week-long expo gathers about 1,500 officials, experts and representatives from more than 15 countries and regions. The event will come to a close on September 16th. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua reporting from Lhasa.